Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. After a three-person congressional team, including Sheldon Jackson, explored coastal and western Alaska to assess the agricultural potential in this new land, they recommended establishing a series of agricultural stations here, and it was enough to sway Congress to do so with headquarters in Sitka on Castle Hill. For Sitka was determined favorable due to the climate and easy communication to the rest of the country. So, in the summer of 1898, Dr. C.C. Georgeson, the person whose Georgeson Loop is named after, stepped off a mailboat to establish a series of agricultural experiment stations in Alaska that would determine if growing things was possible in this new land. The Hatch Act of 1887 authorized experimental stations in every state in the U.S. and its territories to provide science-based research to farmers. So the federal government established not just the Sitka Station in 1898, but subsequent stations in Kenai, Rampart, Copper Center, Fairbanks, and Matanuska. Yet this was not the first attempt at growing things in Sitka, for the Russians, even though they were fur trappers, had to live under the Tsar's decree that all land patents had to have gardens, so vegetable and fruit production first began in Sitka at the start of the 19th century. Georgeson's mission in Sitka was twofold. First, he was to determine if agriculture and horticulture could be developed in Alaska, thus aiding in the permanent development of mining, fisheries, and lumber production. If nothing else, he would determine if Alaska could support vegetable growth for its miners and fishermen. Favorable results were reported as early as 1901 from the experiment stations. This first report mentions experiments with growing potatoes by using seaweed as fertilizer, a practice still used today in coastal Alaska. The Sitka Station was also the headquarters for propagating and testing garden products, berry plants, fruit bushes, ornamental shrubbery, and hardy bulbs. In 1905, Georgeson developed the Sitka Hybrid Strawberry by combining a wild beech strawberry from Yakutat with a commercial variety of unknown origin. Another function of the Sitka Station was to provide nursery stock to Alaskans as long as they, in return, provided information regarding growing season results. The federal agricultural experiment stations in Sitka and Kodiak were closed in 1931. The land used by the experiment station here was given to the U.S. Geological Survey for a geomagnetic and seismic station that is still in use today. In 1994, the USGS entered into an agreement with the Alaska Cooperative Extension to allow use of approximately a quarter acre of land for demonstration plots. Most of the original 110 acres of the Sitka Station have reverted to second-growth spruce hemlock forest. The house where Georgeson lived and worked, the station's horticulturalist cottage, and a root cellar remain in use today. About 20 fruit trees, some berry shrubs, strawberries, and ornamental trees are all living reminders of the role this site played in the development of agriculture and horticulture in Alaska. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.